Hello?
Hey, you. Sorry about the other night. Can you meet?
What time is it?
It's late. Can you meet?
Meet? Where?
Well, I'm outside.
You're outside?
So, you gonna keep a girl waiting or what?
I'll be right out.
My name is Trent Abernathy. I'm a junior at the University of Virginia majoring in media studies. For my final project, I've been tasked with creating an investigative piece on a local event. I've chosen the lockdown at Carson High in Buchanan, Virginia. Full disclosure, I grew up in Buchanan. I graduated from Carson. My sister is a senior there. About a month ago, the school went into a hard lockdown. Students laid on the floors of classrooms in total darkness as administrators went from room to room searching. But for what? In the aftermath of the lockdown, little to no information was released. My sister, Abigail, and I approached the podcaster and self-help guru Martin Cruz at a local convention here in Virginia. Martin Cruz is the creator of the Diana's Monster podcast, which initially served to uncover the identity of his biological parents, but instead revealed the existence of parallel dimensions, pagan gods and goddesses, and a government conspiracy to cover it all up. Martin revealed that the organization known as PRAG has become a militarized governmental entity. PRAG is working to gather materials and specimens from a dimension parallel to our own, a dimension Martin, PRAG, and the fictional Lost Tribe refer to as the Realm of Monsters. Pinnacle Solutions, one of PRAG's many new names, is a private security firm whose contracts extend to places like the Rockydale Quarry, the Buchanan County Public School System, and even, I have learned, Virginia Financial Trust. On Black Friday, Veronica Barrows, a student at UVA, was among many patrons of the Virginia Financial Trust that were held hostage. Veronica and I made plans to attend a party together, a date, which she, understandably, did not make. But now she's here, at my home.
Where are you going?
Abby? Why are you awake?
I should ask you the same thing.
I'm going out.
What do you mean, going out? You don't drive, Trent.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't actually concern you.
Doesn't concern me? Trent, all week I've been driving you around. I'm your fucking chauffeur.
And I appreciate that. I've made a mistake involving you in this. I need to keep you safe.
Me? You need to keep me safe? Trent!
Please, Abby. Let me do this.
All of a sudden, you need to keep me safe? All of a sudden, I'm some fucking burden?
You don't even care about any of this.
That's not true.
Keep it down. Wake up, Mom.
Good.
Stay here, Abigail.
You know I hate it when you use my government name, Trent.
Goodbye, Abigail. Stay here. Stay safe. Please.
What's up?
I don't know, Trent. I feel like I need to explain myself.
It's okay. I read about what happened. Cynthia told me you were held up, and I didn't think she meant for me to take it literally.
You know, I really do like you, Trent.
Yeah? You do? Why is that?
I think you're funny.
I am?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin the moment, believe me, but can I ask you something?
Sure.
How did you get my address?
Can I show you something?
You know, I didn't think of you as a truck driver.
Peggy's my girl.
You named your truck Peggy?
Peggy Hill. Here.
What is this?
It's a safety deposit lockbox.
A lockbox?
From the bank.
A lockbox from the bank?
Come on, get in. Let's go for a ride.
Over a single day, new COVID-19 infections. The 10,412 positive test.
Sorry about that.
How did you get this lockbox, Veronica? You took this?
I promise to explain everything.
I
meant what I said, Trent. I do like you, but you're gonna have to be a little patient, okay?
Well, that's never been my strong suit.
See, I told you were funny.
Veronica drives for the better part of an hour, until finally, we near the university. We drive through University Heights and down Copley, then take a left onto Peyton Court. We park in a spot to the right, nestled up against a small line of trees.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Veronica takes out her phone and sends a text message.
Your phone? Power it down, put it in the glove compartment, and let's get to it.
I do as she's instructed and then follow her lead. We walk a little before the apartment building looms before us. The building sits to the left of the cul-de-sac. Veronica points to a third floor window of a building on the hill. The window in the corner unit is turned on. The light bleeding through the curtain is a muted emerald.
That's where we're heading.
Off to see the wizard?
Ha ha ha. You're such a kook.
We find the apartment unit and Veronica rings the smart doorbell and waits a moment. A voice comes through the tiny silver box.
What's the password?
Hannibal ad portas.
Hannibal is at the gates?
That's right. You know Latin?
I don't.
I love your dry humor. After you, I insist. Harper and Jacob share this place.
Sup?
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, you?
Everyone, I believe you've met Trent. Trent, meet everyone.
What's going on here? Why all the secrecy?
Welcome to the club, Trent.
You guys are a club?
We're the keepers, protectors.
Neat, right?
So cool.
Veronica, can you please explain what the hell is happening? You promised to explain what's going on.
Veronica, please. Sheesh, Veronica. She's hooked another one.
I don't mind.
Sorry, did you say another one? Veronica, do you not actually like me?
I like you just fine, Trent. Don't make this weird.
Me? You're telling me not to make things weird? Veronica, tell me I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure you guys just robbed a bank.
What's the passphrase?
Pizza? Guys, bullets here.
Don't forget to tip, Harp.
The lockbox was from the bank, right? You weren't held hostage, you were a part of it.
Part of it? Trent, it's not that simple.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
Then simplify it, please.
Okay, are we all here? Is everybody ready? Zoe, roll call?
Do I have to? Harper.
Yep.
Jacob.
Here.
Cindy.
Present.
Veronica.
Yes.
And Zoe. Yep, that's me. And yes, here.
Okay, thank you, Zoe. Trent, join us?
Yeah, dude, have a slice.
Isn't it a little too early to be eating pizza?
Harper keeps late hours. He's in the graduate program.
Have a seat, Trent. We don't bite.
We just get you trashed and try to take advantage of you.
So, the sooner we speak to Trent, the sooner we can all get back to our bedrooms. Except for you, Harper.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm sure you're wondering why I brought you here. And, like, I really want to explain everything. I'm just having trouble with where to begin.
The video, Barrows.
Right, the video. Let's start there. The video, Harper.
Turn the TV to HDMI 3. 3. Barrows, 3.
I am putting it on 3.
Just...
There, input 3.
Great. Now can we watch the damn video?
Trent, watch and listen.
See.
Veronica, what am I watching here? The video playing on screen looks like security footage of a parking lot. Is this Carson?
2 days before the lockdown, we had information that they were going to break into the school. We just didn't know how or when. I guess I got a little too carried away.
Information? How did you get this? I thought the security footage went missing.
It did. We took it.
You took it? Why?
Well, it's not exactly my brightest moment. Don't mix ayahuasca and 5-hour energy.
Don't do ayahuasca at all.
So the man in the video is... You? How is that even possible?
A razor, for one thing. I hated to see the beard go.
You were the only one. I hated that thing.
He had a name, Zoe.
Rest in peace, Thor.
Rest in peace, our drains.
How exactly did you get this?
Zoe. Her father works for the private security firm that owns the contract with the school district. All we needed was his passkey, and Jacob's pretty good with a computer.
I'm sorry. You... Jacob hacked into the security database and removed the footage?
I did.
And what, you guys are some sort of gang? Pulling heists, hacking, robbing?
We'll see. The bank. That was us, but...
We only set the smoke bomb so we could escape.
And we only shot Veronica to avoid any suspicion that she was in on it.
And we only did the whole thing in the first place so that they wouldn't.
They?
Ooh, I love the pronoun game.
Pinnacle Solutions, Tiedemann Realty, Russo Neurogenics, the Tribe of Seuss, the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, they're all the same. The Collective.
And you all?
We're the keepers.
Of what?
We protect the realm.
You spoke with Marty Cruz?
I did.
We're his legacy.
Protectors of the realm of monsters.
The Collective have been searching for rocks.
And not just any ordinary rocks, but...
Anemium.
Martin
told me.
Did he tell you what it does?
See, we don't know why they want it, but whatever it is can't be good.
What do you mean?
Zoe?
My father was working his shift at Russo Neurogenics. This was years ago. I was a freshman in high school, and something slipped through. I don't even eat meat. My family and I are vegetarians. I can't...
It's okay.
He said that it wasn't from here, the creature. My father was listening to them talk, the doctors. They were experimenting on it. He watched them kill it.
Creatures have begun to slip through, Trent. The Collective have been hunting them, studying them, torturing them. They think a war is coming, but they're the ones starting it.
Why?
Fear, Trent. They're afraid. They always are. They fear what they don't understand, and so rather than attempt to change, they'll destroy the things that make them question their reality.
It's us. We are the only things standing in their way.
Martin thinks that this rock, Anemium, came from somewhere else. Just like these creatures. He thinks it can hurt them. That it might be the only thing that can. He's said to think of it like dragon glass or kryptonite.
Nice.
You owe me 20 bucks, Jacob.
I snuck into Russo Neurogenics. I had to see it for myself. There were dozens of them. Little round creatures, like balls of fur, in cages. And there was what looked like a crocodile with an elongated snout. It had pointy ears like a bat and spikes along its back. It was covered in this dark fur. They put a muzzle on it, shocked it until it passed out, then managed to get it on its back, strapped it down, and cut it open right along its belly. I took out my phone to try to capture a video, and that's when my father found me. He let me go, and I promised never to mention it again. I wanted him to quit his job, but then something else happened.
What happened?
I met Veronica Barrows and the Protectors of the Realm of Monsters.
Your father is feeding you information.
And we know there's another attack planned.
Where?
The university.
They think there's Anemium there.
There is.
We need to get to it before the Collective does. And we need your help.
Need is not the word I'd use.
We want your help.
This is fucking insane. You know that, right? You're all insane. This is some shared delusion. It has to be.
I've been monitoring the internet activity of a professor at the university, just in case he was working with the Collective, checking his emails and calls. Interesting thing. He has been communicating with someone. You. Why did you contact Dr. Bedford, Trent? You aren't even enrolled in any of his classes.
Look, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Do you see?
You know it's true, Trent, don't you?
I watched a blind man eat a bunch of rocks at the quarry. He just shoveled them into his mouth like popcorn. Broke his teeth. Shattered them into pieces. And then... he could see. No one believes me, but I know what I saw. He kept asking me to see. By the morning, his teeth had grown back like it had never happened. I've been having dreams about it. Nightmares. Always the same thing. He asks me, "Do you see?"
Do you?
So, what's the plan? Veronica drops me off outside of my home. It's 6:30. The sky over my house is a blanket of billowing pink clouds. Veronica gives me a kiss.
Later.
And I exit her car. I pass a police officer on the way inside.
Oh, thank God. You're here. I've been worried sick.
Mom, I'm fine. What's up?
Abigail. She's missing. She never came home last night.
Hello? What's going on? Am I blindfolded?
It's okay. Don't worry, Abby. No one is going to hurt you.